Female masturbation has been with us for as long as recorded history. Even in the Bible, reference is made to the casting of a golden penis for use as a dildo. But until recently, this was something that nice people just didn't talk about, or theoretically, perform. And while undoubtedly many young girls and adult women did masturbate themselves because it came naturally to them, and because they felt sexual feelings for which they had temporarily no outlet, the great majority of them must have felt terrible guilt about the act. Worse even than guilt, many women thought they would end up in the insane asylum, break out in terrible scarlet rashes, or at the least be forever unable to experience sexual satisfaction with men if they indulged themselves in this distinctly unhealthy and frightfully immoral practice. Writing as recently as 1935, a distinguished doctor referred to the practice as a perversion. Fortunately for our happiness, we live in more enlightened and less repressed times, where masturbation, both male and female, is recognized as a natural part of every person's sexual life. And not only is a perfectly normal activity when that person, for one reason or another, lacks the company of the opposite sex but feels sexual stirrings, but also is an important and valuable component of regular sexual life in happily married couples. An additional, and only recently recognized, valuable utilization of female masturbation is when a woman who is imminently anticipating the arrival of her man prepares herself for the encounter well in advance by means of masturbatory techniques, so that she will be well primed and able to reach orgasm simultaneously with her man, assuming her man is one of the usual sort who tend to climax too fast to enable the unprepared woman to reach an orgasmic state. The vitally important point in all this is that the masturbation be without the sense of fear or guilt. This is doubly difficult for those who have been brought up to regard it as a sin, as regrettably many religions still regard it, or as a forbidden and dangerous practice leading to health problems or sexual maladjustment, as many parents of the older school still feel it to be. The only health or mental health problems that it can cause are those caused by the guilt, fear, and worry that so often accompany the act, rather than by the act itself. If girls and young women first learn to enjoy themselves with their own bodies and reach orgasm in this way, they are actually developing their sex potential for intercourse at a later date by learning what actions in which areas are the most erotic for them. If, later on, they find that they are not experiencing orgasm in regular intercourse, they know it is not their frigidity, but merely a lack of the right stimulation in the right place. This they are able to tell their lovers, and adjustments in technique can be made which will enable them to achieve satisfactory orgasmic results. It used to be feared that early masturbation in women would lead to their retaining the practice exclusively in adult life or becoming lesbians. But these old wives' tales have no more validity than saying that early male masturbation devotees would never take up with women or become homosexuals. The vast majority of all young women, men and women, masturbators or not, take up active sensual lives with the opposite sex as soon as it is possible for them to do so, the rules of family and society permitting. The direction of their sexual orientation towards those of their own sex, when it does occur, has nothing whatever to do with whether they were or were not practices of masturbation. Confirmation of the value of masturbation in early years, prior to married life, in achieving a superior marital adjustment, has been provided by Dr. Kinsey, who found that only 14% on the average of married women who had before marriage masturbated to orgasm were unable to achieve sexual satisfaction in marriage, while a very much larger percentage of those who had not masturbated to orgasm were similarly unable to achieve that sexual satisfaction later. To sum up then, we should remember, 1, masturbation is entirely normal and perfectly natural for both sexes and at all times throughout their lives. 2, masturbation will not cause any physical or mental illness. 3, masturbation should be no reason for any intelligent person to feel guilt about his or her actions, even though he or she may have been incorrectly taught that it is unhealthy, immoral, or sinful. 4, masturbation does not make an individual unable or unwilling to have normal intercourse with a member of the opposite sex. 5, masturbation does not cause lesbianism or homosexuality. 6, masturbation by a woman prior to marriage will almost certainly make her a better wife. 7, masturbation by a woman immediately prior to intercourse will in most women make her more responsive during that intercourse. 8, masturbation of each other by both partners of a married couple, when appropriate, for any one of a number of reasons, can add greatly to married happiness. You will see, illustrated in this movie, all the basic stimulatory techniques which women have developed over the years as the most effective for the average woman. Of course, every individual woman will have to adapt them to her own special needs, and some women will find that they get greater satisfaction by the use of artificial aids, some of which will be discussed in a few minutes. A very important element in all masturbation, which you naturally cannot see in this or any other film because it exists only in the mind of the participant, is that of fantasy. Very few people, if any, can achieve orgasm in masturbation without the use of fantasy, or if you prefer, imagination or memory. The mere mechanical stimulation will seldom suffice. We need to hold in our heads the image of a prior sexual act with a partner, which was especially satisfying, or that of an idealized, fantasized, imaginary sexual act, which we may wish someday to achieve, however unrealistic that wish may be. This may take the form for many women of dreaming what it would be like if their favorite movie star were making love to them, some man like Robert Redford or Burt Reynolds. Or it may take a more exotic form, such as imagining themselves as a member of some Arabian sheik's harem in a perfumed oriental palace, or being punished for some minor offense by a jackbooted black uniformed policeman. In fact, this world of fantasy and several hundred exotic variations was recently revealed to the general public within the covers of a little pocketbook, which recorded the actual true-life fantasies of a large number of women as told to a doctor who made a collection of them. For most women, the circumstances must be right. They prefer, for the most part, a darkened room, or with soft and romantic lighting, perhaps a little quiet mood music, and above all, no interruptions to disturb their mood. Other things may also help, such as the touch of some sensuous perfume in the air. And those women who find their vulva frequently too dry may find masturbation eased if they make use of a lubricant. Many of these are now available in fascinating colors and fragrances, and even delicious fruit flavors as well, in case cunnilingus should follow masturbation. There are many other products which an ever-increasing number of women are making a part of their masturbatory activities. The first among them is the vibrator. This is now available in at least a dozen lengths and diameters to suit any woman's intimate desires. Some of them even come with a squirming or exploring motion, or covered with a French tickler-type condoms to increase the sensations. Then, of course, there are the old standbys, the dildos, which are now available in a modern skin-like feel, flesh-colored plastic, and also in a great variety of sizes. In addition, new items are always coming on the market. One of the latest is an inflatable man equipped with a vibrating and ejaculating penis, which is guaranteed to satisfy everyone. We men had better look to our laurels, or we'll find ourselves replaced in the marital bed. And finally, there is the ultimate machine, at a cost of $750, which provides penile stimulation of any length and diameter to specification, with a variable length of stroke, variable speed in strokes per minute, and the ability to masturbate 4 women or men at one time. Amazing, but true. What won't they think of next? In addition to the more obvious areas of the vagina, the clitoris, and the breasts, some women find themselves greatly stimulated by anal manipulation. This they can achieve by the insertion of a finger, or if they prefer some movement, a vibrator, which will add additional excitement to their frontal activities. Truly, there is a broad and diverse world of activity going on out there under the broad heading of female masturbation. And it is another important part of the new liberated world of sexual adventures in and out of marriage. Enjoy it.